Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Hit Me With Your Trend Shot. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis, one of several 80s rock short show titles he sent our way. You can look forward to those being rolled out in the next couple days. I am Jack O'Brien, and I am thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, Joel Monique.
I'm back. Hello.
Again. Being excited. So let's tell the people what is trending. Chesley Christ is trending. Miss America 2019 died this past weekend. Just very sad story.
It's a difficult time for folks affected by suicide, and it impacts a lot of people in a lot of different ways. We know Regina King recently lost her only son. And so, and especially at the start of Black History Month, to have these sort of two, you know, high profile Black people lose their lives, it's challenging. And so, you know, I've been pretty open on my Twitter page about suffering with suicidal ideation. And I posted the number last night for the suicide hotline in case people need it. And you can restate it here if you need help. This call, you're absolutely worth the call. They're available 24/7. It's a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-273-8255, or you can text TALK to 741-741. They also have speakingofsuicide.com/resources for additional resources.
It is the Lunar New Year.
Big things
happening in elementary school, I can tell you that much. A lot of Lunar New Year celebrations happening. So a happy Lunar New Year to you. It is the starts February 1st. So it is Lunar New Year's Eve. It's the year of the tiger.
Amazing.
Big. I don't really know enough about this to like know what is significant about the year of the tiger. I do like to look like, well, okay, past years of the tiger, what happened? And I think my wife and I were both born in the year of the monkey, and then like something else happened in the year of the monkey that was significant in our relationship. So I am a full believer, and yet I have not done the work to
research it. Shout out to my mom. She was born in the year of the tiger, so many returns to her. I do also am not an expert in this field, but I'm very excited. Disney has been doing a lot of Lunar New Year celebrations. I know a lot of my friends are getting out there and celebrating. So if it's your thing, I hope you're having a blast. I feel like Year of the Tiger should bring like a lot of powerful energy. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And tomorrow is Black History Month.
Crown me. I'm so excited. Love it.
Yeah. Very cool. you copied some tweets here from Ashley Nicole Black and Valkyrie.
The Queen. Yeah. Yes. And Valkyrie, who is an incredibly talented writer. So we'll just give you some Black History Month go overs. So Ashley Nicole Black tweeted, I don't know who needs to see this, but if your company's Black History Month plan involves Black people doing stuff for you for free, you might have missed the plot a bit. I just hope I caught you before you sent that email, friend. Ashley, it's too late. I love you, but they already made the calls. So here's my advice. If you, a Black person, have received one of these emails, particularly if you received this email from a company that hasn't used you the rest of the year, doesn't bother to call you at other times, jack up your prices. You just raise those prices sky high because you don't have to do the work. You already know it. They need you. You could do it. You could get away with it. Double, triple your prices. Don't worry about it. They'll pay you. Second, Valkyrie tweeted, with Black History Month starting tomorrow, here are a few reminders for y'all. One, capitalize the B in Black. This is not up for negotiation anymore. We have a community have decided the B is capitalized. It's weird to call us African Americans. We don't have really a tie with the entire continent. It's just not specific enough. It doesn't make sense. We're Black Americans. Please capitalize the B. It's how we're moving going forward. Black and POC are not interchangeable. People of color and Black is not a Venn diagram. Okay. Different things. They should be treated differently. Sometimes Black people fall into POC, but also we are our own community. Great. Three, support Black folks year round. This goes back to what I was talking about with Ashley. If you are not supporting Black people year round, only calling them for Black History Month, it's a problem. You have a whole, like, February is the first, like, second month. I know months. Okay, I did this. there's plenty of time left in this year. So if you hit somebody up in February, you better call them in March and April and May and all those other months too, because their work matters and they can probably talk about stuff beyond just being Black.
Right.
Okay.
I have no experience in the field of being Black. Like, can you speak to just like examples of like what, so people hit you for work during Black History Month? Is it like a project or like write something for free?
Okay. So a lot of Black folks, you know, it's a new millennium and a lot of us have multiple jobs. So like back when I was a freelance writer, we would make like the majority of our money in February. And by we, I mean like a bunch of my other Black freelance friends. Like all of a sudden you just get these buco calls from very large corporations being like, hey, can you write an article for us? Can you sit on a panel? Can you create a video? Well, or worse, will you read our statement on Black history and approve it? And frequently those requests with like, oh, can you do it for free? Or Jesus. It's, hey, we need more Black people. Do you know any? That is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to recruit. I am not a recruiter. It's not my job to increase or like develop your race relations within your company. The fact that you're asking someone to do it for free because you offhandedly understand that they're Black is bananas and insulting. Particularly right when we were going into quarantine, there was like so many people being like, we're going to have a conversation about being Black in America. I am not an activist. Okay. Right. Like I've marched in some things, but I'm not on the ground changing shit. Like, why would you call me because of the color of my skin, which is sort of the issue in the first place. So it's a problem. But it can be a very lucrative problem if you know how to manage it. I just cannot encourage Black people enough to raise significantly your prices.
There you go.
There it is.
That sounds like good advice. All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
Hey.
Spotify is back in the headlines because they've solved the Joe Rogan thing. So I know people were concerned because this massively popular podcast just he throws afactual things out there that are not backed up by research or facts, and it's getting spread far and wide. So Spotify is combating that by adding content warnings to, no, not Joe Rogan's show, just any podcast about COVID-19.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
We are working to add a content advisory to any podcast episode that includes a discussion about COVID-19.
That sounds chaotic for their workers, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Every single one? Are they going by what's been tagged or actually what's in the episode?
Oof. Right. Presumably, like, the thing to do would, first of all, be to hire fact checkers to, like, start looking into Joe Rogan's podcasts and pull down the ones that are full of shit. But that would involve, like, hiring people and not just, like, taking the existing people and being like, all right, we don't have any budget for this, but let's start adding this standard text to every episode that mentions this. The page directs you to a information hub. You know, like, honestly, no, it's just got a bunch of facts and statistics that no one's going to actually go look at because, you know, if people looked at pages with a bunch of stats and statistics,
we wouldn't be in this problem in the
first
place.
Yeah, we wouldn't have this problem. They could just remove Joe Rogan and, you know, replace his shows with a bunch of web pages with facts and statistics. But the fact that they're not removing his shows proves that they know at some level that his work is very, like, seductive and dangerous to a certain type of broken brain. And so, I don't know, this is somewhat to be expected and also absurd.
Yeah, Joe recently came out and said that he was going to have like a more fair and balanced approach to this, but it's bananas because it's you have somebody saying facts and someone spitting lies. And on top of that, like Spotify, apparently it's been reported differently. I think it was Variety said it, they lost 2 billion in market shares. And I think San Francisco Chronicler said 4 billion. But whatever it is, like they've taken a huge hit over this. And the idea of essentially saying like, oh, well, we directed you to a page so that solves the issue, when particularly Joe Rogan fans are just rampant for his content and I don't think are going to believe or work around anything other than directly what's coming out of Joe's mouth is silliness. And on top of all of that, it's a really interesting like perspective for the podcast, because they paid so much money to get Joe Rogan exclusively onto Spotify. So of course they can't go after him or say, and I know that like Spotify is a Swedish company and you know, they're not really that caring about vaccines in the first place. But I do think they're also a company that cares about money. But my guess is that their contract with Joe doesn't allow them to do much. I just wonder how much is their hands are tied with the contract and the fact that they've locked him in and spent so much money getting his show over there, and how much is we're comfortable with what he's saying and actually support it and here's something to sort of placate you. Either way, it's beyond ridiculous. And Joe, oh my gosh, like a comedian who's strictly a comedian should not have this much power.
Right.
It's too much.
Also, like putting a content warning on the same content warning on a Joe Rogan show that goes on a BBC interview with like Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
That kind of like sends the exact wrong message, and like the thing that's at the bottom of the whole Rogan thing where he just like kind of, shuffles through various things he's heard and right. then treats them all exactly the same and like discusses them based on like how interesting he finds them, as opposed to like what's true and what is really a damaging lie that you will not go through the process of actually debunking. Mm. I also love that in his statement, Joe Rogan was like, I love Neil Young. I love Joni Mitchell. I love her music. And then named a song that is not by her.
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick Cannon has another baby on the way.
I look forward to the Nick Cannon cult. I really think this is his plan. I know that I forgot what the symptom is called in men when they just feel this like very intense need to procreate. It's not all men, but it's like a, I can't remember what it's called, but basically the idea is like, what's most important to me at this point is just procreate, like have lots of babies. It does not matter how they're raised. I just want more of me out there in the world living our best lives. And that to me sounds like cult behavior. Sounds like cult right. behavior. I imagine not all of his children are going to be about it. I think some of them are going to feel, because how can you possibly give your love and attention to this many children constantly spread out all over the place? It doesn't right. seem practical or logical. It is a lot. I want you to want better for your babies. I think 5 in the past 2 years is enough. Like, I hope you find the satisfaction that you're looking for. Beyond the act of procreating, there is the act of having to raise them, and you got to do that for a bare minimum of 18 years. It just seems like a lot of work and a lot of money. Particularly as someone who does not want kids. My God, exhausting.
Right. Specifically said, like, I'm done and has had 4, 5 in the last 2 years. Is that right?
4 different women. Imagine having to keep 4 different partners happy. Ugh. Yeah. It just, why would you create this much work for yourself?
Yeah. It's got big love vibes. I'm just saying, like, you've made some interesting points about what is driving this. All right. And finally, so I don't think we covered this last week. Maybe we did, but I just thought it was noteworthy, you know, as all these, there's a truck parade. I don't think that's what they're calling it, because that's like not toxic masculine enough, but a big truck parade up in Canada where they're lashing out at people asking them to wear masks or requiring them to get vaccinated. So one of the people who went viral on the side of anti-vax was this ex-Washington State trooper. He retired rather than get vaccinated, and in his final sign-off told the governor to kiss his ass. And so he just died of COVID. Stories that begin like that, where we're like, and we're hearing again from this person, usually end either as them passing away from COVID or them starting a political career, like running for state Senate. Unfortunately for him, he got the dead one, but it's, yeah, I don't know. Do these stories not make it through to the people who like shared this? Like, is there anybody who's out there on Facebook doing the work of like being like, hey, you know that this guy just died of COVID, right? Like,
but it seems their stance is, but people die, right? It's always the response. They're like, well, yeah, people die, but we shouldn't have to give up what they imagine are civil liberties in order to not die. It's a confusing place to stand and just be like, I'm prepared to die to be outside without a mask, or I'm prepared to die to not take a vaccine that is 99.9% effective. I guess that's, I mean, Miles and I talked a little bit about, as far as for like government officials who are very anti-vax, your demographic will die in larger numbers. It doesn't make sense to me. You need them to vote for you. Why are you comfortable with them dying in mass? I mean, when the hospital situation, despite the fact that we're not covering it the same way, hasn't changed that much. Like, doctors are still exhausted and still working around the clock, and there are still places where there aren't enough beds. They just don't seem to care. They're just very prepared to die, which is an interesting space for us to stand. Because we can't help them. Like, we can't force you to get vaccinated, or we don't want to anyway. And I just, are we just waiting for people to die now? That's so morbid. I really hate standing in that space of just being like, I guess we just got to wait for folks to die. It's awful. Right.
And that's also like not how it works. It's also just them catching it and spreading it is that just perpetuating it and leading to new types of COVID that, you know, who knows when we catch one that's much, much worse than all the ones that came before. So, yeah, it's very frustrating and, confusing place to be on both sides. I'm confused, but so we'll see. We'll probably talk more about the parade at some point later on this week.
Not
but
a parade, Jack.
what are they calling it? Caravan?
A convoy.
Convoy. That sounds too much
too
like. Well, convoy sounds like they want it to sound scary and like it's like part of a Mad Max universe.
Sure. It feels like I'm going to call it a tantrum. I'm going to call it a tantrum of trucks.
There we go.
Truck tantrum.
Truck tantrum. Well, Joelle, as always, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you and follow you?
Yeah, I'm Joelle Monique. You guys can follow me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. That's JoelleMoniqueE.
Yeah, yep. Go do it. That is going to do it for us on this Monday, January 31st. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.